In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen.
Amen.
You lack one thing. Those weren't the words that the man in today's gospel expected to hear. He was kneeling at Jesus' feet, having just declared how devout he had been his entire life. And this was Jesus' response. The man is shocked and leaves grieving in stark contrast to his eager approach. His self-understanding was shaken in ways that were probably deeply threatening. In fact, he may have been kind of offended after all that he had done over the years. The disciples were astounded. If this guy, who seemed to have his act together, didn't make the grade, then who would be able to? This story leaves many questions unanswered. Does the man ever return? What happens to him? We never know. We are only left with this moment of revelation and challenge, uncertain of the outcome. Over the years, I've had the privilege of hearing many stories about people's spiritual journeys. And I've been sobered by how many people carry wounds from religious experiences that focused on their shortcomings, both real and imagined, in ways that lacked either insight or love. And we can carry experiences like that for a lifetime. They can keep us away from church or from meaningfully engaging with our faith. So often the ways that people hear you lack one thing, either directly or implicitly, are harsh or wrong-headed, and don't invite any kind of meaningful change or hold out any kind of hope or love or care. So notice that in this gospel, before Jesus responds to this man's declaration of his own righteousness with any words, he looks at him and he loves him. Scripture often uses language like this to describe a loving parent looking perceptively at a child before telling them a painful but necessary truth. There's depth of relationship. After all, this man recognized Jesus as a good teacher and ran towards him, even if he didn't have a full grasp of the implications. This language carries implications of Jesus' divine identity as one who is able to discern people's hearts and see beneath the surface. What comes next, these words, "you lack one thing," is spoken by the one who is a shepherd, warning his sheep away from dangerous terrain. And taking a little interpretive license, I can imagine that Jesus spoke these words with great gentleness. So there's no malice or shaming in Jesus' words. If you've ever had to tell a loved one something that you knew would be hard for them to hear, you can imagine that Jesus may actually have found these words painful to say. He offers this man insight into ways that he's holding on to his possessions, exploiting others, and hurting himself. And Jesus challenges him to make substantial changes in his life that will create a space for the deeper, transformative relationship of trust with God. Think about someone who loved you, who told you something you didn't want to hear, but whose words ultimately helped you to grow. Those are brave people. Think about the look in their eyes, the expression on their face, the tone of their voice in the midst of that conversation. Just kind of imagine that for a second. Why were their words helpful rather than destructive? Why was a particular person able to get through to you in a way that others couldn't? And how long did it take for their words to sink in? As I thought about these questions in preparation for today, I can say that I could hear difficult truths from another when I was confident that they loved me, when I had history with them that gave me reason to trust that they were out for my good, and when that person's life experience gave them credibility to speak into my situation. We don't know whether the man in question takes Jesus up on his challenge to change his ways. But we can ask ourselves the question of whether or not we do when God brings to light things in our lives that get in the way of our growth and wholeness in faith. One way or another, we can take courage that Jesus looks at us with eyes of love. He's embodied in that trustworthy, brave person who loves us enough to tell us the truth. And whether it's through the words of a loved one, a prodding from scripture, or life events that hold up a mirror, these moments when we are confronted with our limitations can be very, very tender ground, hard to take, easy to deny or dismiss or avoid or push away in all the creative ways that we do this. And God knows this about us and speaks to us with love. We don't grow by force of will or by our own strength, but with the help of the Spirit. In the words of the Call It for Purity, we trust that it is the inspiration of the Spirit that cleanses our hearts, that we may perfectly or completely love God. When we experience love as the foundation of any invitation to change, and when we are rooted and grounded in love, it transforms everything. As everyone knows, right now, we feel the tension in the air. These are tense weeks leading up to Election Day. And this has been an election season saturated with religious language, and with many voices willing to assess another saying, "You lack one thing," or "More than one thing, here's a laundry list." But these conversations often fail to see the other. And these conversations can be devoid of love. And it overflows through us and around us in ways that are corrosive and that leave us anxious and tense in body, mind, and spirit. Staying grounded in this season involves remembering that we are first and foremost seen, known, and loved by Christ in the midst of our own lack and limitation, in the places where we don't have it together, in the midst of our own challenges. We may walk away for a while. This is what the man in today's gospel did. But as we see in so many gospel stories, there's always room for return, because sometimes change takes time. This is the disposition that we are called as Christ's followers to have towards others, to pause and truly see another, and before any words fly from our mouths, ask if the way we are speaking about another's limitations is in the spirit in which Christ sees our own. And when this seems impossible, as it so often does when we are tired and anxious, we can take comfort that with God, all things are possible. God's love sustains us in our limitations, empowers us to change, and invites us and our loved ones and enemies alike into a life of communion, renewal, and hope. May we take this season one day at a time, knowing that we are known and loved and held in Christ's sight. Amen.